Thank you, God, for being ready always to take us in your arms and to comfort us. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
That was Maylin. She is Sexy Potato. I don't know. I forgot if I can say your real name, but I think everybody knows.
I don't care. Drunk Spooky already ruined that privacy for me.
And yet I'm not going to say it. Anyway, you guys are best friends, right?
Yes.
Since how long?
Sixth grade.
That's too cute. Did you hear that?
How old are you ladies now?
17.
We're going to say 18. And they made their way out to the Boston show that just happened on Saturday, the 11th. We're going to post that show within a couple of days. Matt's working really hard on it. Thank you to Matt at truthfilms.com.
Hey, Matt.
How much fun was that show?
Oh, my God. It was so awesome.
It was cool, right?
And they're saying that it's awesome, and they took the Ching Chong bus up and down. So I was afraid they'd be like, shit.
It was totally worth it. Yeah. It was like the best live show out of the three, I think.
Really?
Yeah. The vibe Fantastic. Over there was so, wow.
It was bananas. Keith and I obviously didn't expect so many people to get there because by the time 8 o'clock rolled out, which is when we said doors would open, it was so crowded. We started taking tables out of the way. People started getting stamps to wait to see if other people would leave because they wouldn't let the capacity was full. They wouldn't let people down there. Keith, you found somebody with the number 29 on them?
39 on their hand. I said during the show 29. Later, I saw 39.
Oh, because I was going to say she saw 32.
Yeah, it's people that couldn't get in because they came like 8:30. Somebody came 8:30. We said doors open at 8.
Right.
And they had to wait till like the second half for us to sneak them down. Yeah. Very exciting. The turnout
so
was
exciting.
Awesome. We're going to pick on some people, of course, that were at the show. So you can call in later to defend yourself. 646-502-8682. Something's wrong with my computer. I can't get feedback, but Hendel will be watching the feedback. What is it? KeithandTheGirl.com/feedback. It was awesome. It was fun. We did the show. Then Merritt performed. That was great. And then
Merritt
Max is going.
Merritt is so tight. Right. They're so tight. I know I've said this before. They're an up and coming band. I mean, they've been together for 4 years, and you're watching them, and you're like, you are definitely gonna be in some arena right. someday, and someone's gonna kick themselves because this was a free show that you can just come to and hang out. These guys liked it. They're 17 years old. That's a good market to go to. What did you say, Sexy Potato, about Maylin's taste?
Oh, that they already sound like every other band that she likes.
Which means they're going to make it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I take that as a compliment. That's a compliment.
I just loved how she was, you know, singing
like.
And her hair didn't get messed up. I couldn't take my eyes off of that when I was filming her. I was just like, just mess up. Just go the wrong way.
You know,
but no.
You know how they do that? They style their hair as messy. And so when you wave it around,
yeah, I don't like that people could do that. When did that start?
Oh, that's so not fair. Whatever
like,
it is,
it's like Max's hair. Yeah. It's all over the place, but that's the style. So you can never tell when it got ruined.
There's actually a product called Bedhead, and it's very expensive. And you put it in, and it looks like you just woke up. Keith can do that every morning when he grows out his hair.
It's expensive to look like you don't care.
It really is. Yeah.
But speaking of Max, then after Merritt did, Max, all drunk, is going around doing
magic.
Yeah. It's fun to see him shuffle the cards, drop him being drunk, and then the trick works.
Yep. He drops the right card.
Maybe that's part of his act, and he's tricking me, but I believe it. Whatever.
Everyone had their own after show, right? Patrice had her very own special after show.
Oh,
what did she sing? Super Freak. There's already an avatar on our forums of her puking.
She was having the time.
Yes.
I was trying to. She wanted to go upstairs and entertain the people that weren't able to come downstairs
during the house because we took a break.
Right, but I'm sure people can. I blame Gay for Guy for everything.
It's a gay guy, Tony.
Gay guy, right? The. In my defense, that's what he goes by on the chat.
Oh, Gay for Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sexy Potato, is that true?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay. I've never seen him as Gay for Guy. Sorry.
I believe that he kept bringing down Patrice, where I was like, no, it's okay, you know. So we're trying to do a show, and Patrice is the one being an animal in the crowd, in the audience.
Yeah, she had already been on the show, and then she was kind of like a spectator at that point. And she got so, what's the word, belligerent?
Slam-basted.
That at some point, Keith goes, shut the fuck up.
I tried to calm her down.
Yeah, that's a good way of commenting.
Oh, no, you didn't. That's a great way.
And her response to that was chugging her beer and slamming it down on the floor.
It wasn't beer. It was liquor.
It was, right? Because it looked like a lighter color beer, yeah. But I don't think she drinks beer.
No. She was, no, you gave her the enabler, and he got way too drunk. And you met him in person. So Hemda's trying to convince me what a good, normal, smart guy this is.
This guy is awesome. I've sat down. He came to the Philly job. You're not allowed to touch anything on the desk because we can hear you. Sorry, I didn't know how else to say that. I said it like I was their teacher. You're not allowed to do.
You can drink, though.
You can drink. I'm sorry. It's okay. Just she's fidgeting with the thing, I can hear it on the table. Sorry. So he came to my Philly show, the Conjure One Philly show, and then he hung out after, and it was just him and me, and we had the best conversation. He's totally cool, and then here he is at the show. Seriously, I'm leaving. Seriously.
Yes. He said that like 10 times.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the merchandise table. He comes to the table. He says, okay, I'm leaving now. I'm going. I have to go. I'm drunk. I'm leaving. Then he goes upstairs, and I'm still sitting there. And then he comes back 10 minutes later. Okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. That's it. I'm done. And then I knew he was drunk because he bought a flask, a shirt, and he took a free
iPod
case.
You don't got to be drunk to like those items, sweetheart.
And so they're on a pile on the table right behind him, and he comes up to me. So where's my shit? I can't find my shit. It's right there. It's right there behind you. Are you sure that's mine? Are you sure that's my stuff? Yeah, it's yours. And so he takes it and he says, okay, here, hold this. And then he would come back. I can't find my shit. Where's my shit? And I was like, here, it's right here. Okay. Hold this. Okay.
You got it. You have to. Okay. You're a great merchandise person. Okay. You have to understand now they're on their own. You bought it, you keep it. That's our motto.
Yeah, she was
sorry
very sweet.
If it's rude.
I was so concerned because all kinds of drunk people, it seemed like, were coming up to you. I don't know what they were saying, and at some point we had to stop them. We were like, okay, that's plenty.
Gay guy had to, not only, you know, after he ordered his stuff, he keeps coming over there. And to me, you know, she's they seem so young, these ladies. So I'm like, I don't need these animals coming over. You know, move. I had to kick him out like 3 times.
This was a big... You shouldn't drink commercial for kids. The whole party.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Let's get to that. Yes. Okay. There you go. So I see him. He just keeps like touching things, and she right away fixes them.
Right.
Like, just quickly puts his shirt down.
He bought a black shirt, and we had like all the shirts on display. So he would take the black shirt off. Is this my shirt? I can't find my shirt. Is this mine? And then he would take a hat and put it on, and then throw it. And it would knock everything over.
Look at you. How do you feel that you did that?
No, it was awesome.
Tony, myspace.com/sponsor a spud for what you did to this girl. That's all I can say. Use your gay money. And you know, gay people have more money. Even you said it. It is a fact. myspace.com/sponsor a spud.
So between Patrice, who, by the way, who said... So I think this is funny. The very next day, we're home, or with the people we were staying with, and we're looking at the forums, and you know, we see the avatar that has Patrice puking. Just real.
By the way, thank you, Kristen, for being the most incredible host. She even hosted these kids. Yes. And I'm sorry for calling you kids constantly, but you're children. Such an incredible job. In fact, let me get gay for a second. Not as gay as Gay Guy or Patrice was being. But on Sunday, we had Hilo at night, and Keith's high was brunch, okay, that Kristen made for us. So that's a huge situation.
I like sausage and eggs.
Thank you.
There's an avatar, like real simple. That has Patrice standing up and then leaning forward and then back and forward, and every forward has green puke coming out of her mouth. And Patrice says, you know what? I'll tell you what bothers me about it. I didn't throw up.
Yeah, that was the only thing that bothered
her
about it.
She was screaming, running all over the place.
But I was in the bathroom when she threw up, though.
What?
Really?
Listen
to this.
Maybe she doesn't remember. Seriously? Are you sure?
Hold on. We'll get to you. That's Maitland. We'll get to you. So she says, you know what? I didn't throw up. I went into the bathroom just because I had a headache and everything was too much, and I needed quiet.
That's where I saw her. I saw her just sitting on the toilet, just needing some quiet time.
What
she
a
was
perfect place, by the way. How many stalls are in there? One?
One.
Okay, nobody's going to talk about you. You just said how the place was overpacked. And where could... Not the street... Not the pizza place, not the 7-Eleven. I'm going to go in the bathroom. I need some just a little solace.
Jess NYC wants to know, how did she compare in Boston to the chocolate show? She must drink way more in Boston. I told her to pace herself because I saw her at the chocolate show. It was fucked up.
Right.
And we talked
about
that.
The funny thing is, you're talking about the chocolate show and her getting drunk, yeah, you know, in Boston on stage. And then it's like, this is the beginning.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And at the first drink, I was like, don't do it to yourself. Remember the chocolate show? She was like, first drink. What? And I kept saying, you know, you might want to pace yourself because in Boston, everything closes at 2. However, right, we started at like 6 or 7, and we also bought drinks for after the bar closes. You might want to take it easy. No.
She had a party. So,
black people like to do what they want to do.
Maitland walks into the bathroom.
No, I was already in the bathroom. I was calling my friend Nicole.
Okay.
And
oh,
then
God,
she came in. And
yeah,
she,
you
got to
go there for a little quiet. I understand.
See, that proves Patrice's right point.
So she came in. And she's like, are you going to use the bathroom? I was like, no. I was like, are you? And she was like, she did the hand, but she's like, I'm going to throw up. I was like, right, oh, okay. So I moved out the way. So like, she was like on her knees, like, she's about to puke. She's like, you sure you don't need to use something? No, I'm good. I need the privacy.
So Patrice is on her knees, like, at the toilet.
She's still polite.
I'm still polite, right. About to throw, like, oh, I'm sorry. This may take a bit. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, so I kind of heard it, and I didn't want to throw up, so I just left.
So she definitely did.
Yeah.
I guess so,
is
yeah
there any chance, in her defense, she, because she said she didn't, that she could have had dry heaves?
Probably, but I mean, she didn't remember signing her own boob.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah, she was walking around with a Sharpie.
Signing people.
Yeah, yeah. There's somebody on the forum said, I don't know what happened, but I woke up with Patrice's signature on my chest or
right,
something like
right
that.
See? She tried to sign mine. So I was sitting at the merchandise table, and Laurel from the chat, she comes up to me with Patrice's bra
padding.
I love
how Sexy Potato remembers everybody's name. I love it. That's why I asked her if it was gay for guy in the chat. She knows everything.
She comes up to me with Patrice's bra padding, and she says, these are Patrice's. Get them to her, okay? And I'm like, okay. So I go up to Patrice, and she comes with me with her hands out, about to sign her boobs, and I'm like, no, no, that's okay. And so I try to give her a bra padding, and she's like, no, no, I don't need that. And so I shove them in her chest, and I like pat them. And then she's like dancing and moving around, and they're like flying out. And then I see her put them in some other guy's shirt, and they start dancing together to Merit.
Oh, God.
I wonder what happened to those paddings.
Oh, I don't know.
She didn't bring them up. She didn't feel like she was missing something.
She wouldn't know that day. She could have been missing pants.
She was putting them on people's heads as yarmulkes.
Yeah, not the first time that she did taking the pads out.
Yeah, she likes messing with the pads.
Yeah.
Like, she gets drunk and she's like, why does society make us do this? This is ridiculous. Hey, wear it as a hat.
Yeah,
why not?
She takes off her shoes when she gets her. She's like, I don't need for my feet to be hurting. I don't need to wear these pads.
Right.
She's got to carry around like makeup remover. She's like, and fuck this. That's another thing. So, wipe it off.
What was I going to say? But yeah, what a fun show. We're feeling a little bit, you know, everybody turned out. We're feeling a little like superstars. And then we get home to that person's house we're staying. And we're like, and now let's open up the air mattress and sleep under the kitchen table like the celebrities we are. That was fun. But you were saying it is like a, was it a big anti-drinking commercial?
I didn't see not one person who didn't have a beer or a drink over there.
Right.
Can I ask you, Sexy Potato, did you notice me counting the money at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I looked at her face, and I'll explain in a second. I looked at her face, and I was like, oh, what am I doing to the child? Because, you know, you tell one Jaeger story, and then you get handed Jaeger all night. And I passed.
Right, you don't think they're going to try to get Patrice more drunk next time.
Right,
you know
exactly
what I mean? Oh, no, I heard what happened. Behave, all of us.
Exactly. So I kept getting handed Jaeger. I only drank 3 shots, but, and this is throughout the whole night, I only drank 3 shots. Boston is so heavy-handed.
Oh, my God.
Boston shots.
You guys are all drunks over there. They
are. It's crazy. They give you 3 shots in a cup. Like, you have to really...
Malin knows.
No. She's I was looking at it when they were talking about it.
I know all about that.
You guys were talking about the shots. It was like the size of that candle right there. It was huge for no reason.
Yeah. So
that's why there were so many hobos outside.
That's
right
true.
Next to the bar.
Look at the classy places we take our people. So anyway, so I took the last shot or the second shot, whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I think it's time to pack up the merchandise. And it hit me, you know? And the shots would only hit me for like 15 minutes to half an hour. And I would try to stand
straight.
Started
wearing the hats and throwing them around. Nah. And where's my stuff?
I held it together. You know, for the first, we drank a shot right before we took a break, right?
Right.
For the first 5 minutes of the second half, I was like,
keep it together. Keep it together.
I was fucked up. I went to the bathroom. They're like, shot hitting you. I'm like, it is a little bit.
Now, you don't even know who got you. Was it? Who,
I don't know. You know people could be spiking my drink.
It was Gafer.
Oh, was it Gafer? It was. Of course,
oh,
the
yeah,
enabler.
It was, yeah.
And,
yeah.
But Henda feels like she's going to offend somebody not drinking
it.
Is that right?
I passed a few Jaegers. One your brother took, Mark. Okay. Another one I think I passed somebody else. And I do feel like I'm being offended, but somebody's enjoying them. And I can't drink all night like that. So, but the other shot, after the show was done, it's time to put away the merchandise, and I'm counting the money. So I count the money, and I'm like, okay, this is your cut, sexy potato. And then I'm like, wait, that doesn't seem right. So I count it again. It's $100 more. I'm like, okay, so here's
first
your cut.
It was $400, then it was $500, then it was $600.
Yeah. So I
wait, but you knew it was $600. Like you
did
knew.
You know?
No, I didn't know all along. I was just watching her account and I was just entertaining
her. Yeah, I saw her face and I'm like, this bitch. She just looked at me like, even you and you're counting money. And I felt like an asshole because I'm like, this has to be because I'm feeling a little tipsy. And I'm like, shit.
But it also can't be that you just did a show. Maybe your head's a little weird.
It was also, you know, everything is right. In a high level and whatever. So I'm like, I'm not sure if it's the drink or not because I'm not completely out of my mind, but I look like such a dummy. I'm the adult in this situation. And I love it. She was just waiting it out. Okay. Good. Oh, so you think that's how much it, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you need the calculator? That's good. Good, good, good. you're an adult. All right, I can't wait to be one. No, it's good that you guys keep calling me a child and having me fold your shirts. That's cool.
Is the feed working okay that I can turn it off or not? Are people writing in from time
yes,
to time?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
it's
just making sure.
Not that interesting.
They're Keith and Hemda. So overall, I'm just saying, what a great time in Boston. Thank you, Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
oh,
for
and
telling your friends. It was awesome. And
the
we're
show
definitely
will
gonna
be
come
posted.
Down to Boston again. Of course. Hopefully, he's Matt's working on it now. What was he? He was saying possibly Tuesday, so we'll see.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
But it was very cool.
And that will be, you might as well, it'll be posted on keithandthegirl.com/live where the other two were posted. So catch up on the other two.
Catch up on the other two. This Boston one makes no sense. It's a trifecta. They're Keith and the Hemda. I live in Jefferson City, Missouri, smack dab in the middle of the country. I was at work and bored out of my mind, so I turned on my Windows Media Player and
oh wait, I'm
web
sorry.
Tuner. Yes.
I also know they know sure. One more thing. Gay guy said he didn't pay for the cab on his way home.
Oh.
He skipped out and he lost his flask and his camera. He thinks he gave it to the cab driver.
So maybe he didn't skip out on the bill.
Yeah.
You learn a lot on the chat.
So he's buying these drinks, so that's nice. So understandably, he's broke when he's in his cab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they take him to the hotel, and does he say, I'll be right back, and just doesn't come back?
I don't know. He just said he skipped out on it.
But he may have given him the camera, which is probably a very nice camera, and the flask.
Can I offer you a camera and a flask?
He said he doesn't really remember anything that happened.
Yikes. Well, we're letting you know, gay guy. This is what happened. He's just hitting on hitting on Keith, hitting on both of us.
Does he remember, what was it? It was at the end. It was between Merritt and our show, so a lot of people were still there, and he was just walking around on his knees. Can I suck you off? Can I
really?
Suck you off?
Oh my god!
It was weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Did anyone say yes?
They said yes.
Just
like,
out of curiosity.
But then they act like okay, huh? Like he's like, no, I'm serious. And like I think the joke is so good. Yeah, yeah. Even the gay people were like, wait a minute, you are gay. He's right. He's on the forums as the gay guy, right? No kidding.
Oh, I just want to thank Max for coming up. Thank you, Patrice, for coming up.
Oh, yeah, Max
up.
Was there, too. That was cool.
Yeah, and Max helped us, you know, get the equipment up there as well. I mean, this was such an unbelievable weekend of everybody really getting together and just really, you know. Okay.
I don't want to move on if there's more people to embarrass.
Dr. Bree, Malin?
Dr. Bree?
It's kind of creepy.
Oh, God. He hit on you?
No, it's just like... Dude, the whole time he was talking to me, it was like from an angle. Like he would look at me from the side of his eye instead of like in my eyes.
That's a sexy
that's
side.
The drunk,
it was very
that's
creepy.
He's a tall guy, right?
Yeah.
From Canada. Tall guy
yeah.
With the shaved head?
Yeah. He was from Canada. He was the one who bought the picture of Rhee.
Oh, yeah. No, we like him a lot.
I like him, too, but yeah, he's, like, he's sure. creepy. Okay.
If he was creepy to you, he was creepy to you.
Aww.
He's the sound guy for Supernova, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't do that to come over to Boston.
Yeah.
What is the big deal?
What?
You're almost 18. These are the kind of people, if they hit on you, free trip to Canada, Malin. You let it slide a little bit. Just for these guys.
At least find out what he does. So how's just the way he's talking to you was creepy, or he's hitting on you a little bit?
The thing that made me feel, uncomfortable was just when he was just like, aren't you and Sexy Potato like 17? How'd you guys get in? Like, why
everyone
do you care?
Asked me that. Everyone asked me how to get in, or if I was Patrice.
Nobody asked me. Nobody talked to me.
You look brown. Are you Patrice?
That's Boston. Anybody else? This is fun.
I didn't really talk to anybody else.
All right. Do you want a drink? Dear Keith Lhemda, I live in Jefferson City, Missouri, smack dab in the middle of the country. I was at work and bored out of my mind, so I turned on my Windows Media Player and web tuner and radio tuner, says Rebecca. I typed talk in the search area, and then the list of finds was a comedy channel that was listed as web only. I listened to it for a few days on and off during my psycho busy work week, and about a week later caught some of Keith and the Girl. I loved it. It was your show about Halloween. Since then, I have caught occasional snippets of the shows and have just enjoyed every minute. I wish I had the money to sign up to listen live.
What does that mean?
What could that possibly mean?
Maybe when you say the / live show thing and it costs $5, that she thinks it's that.
Oh, but she's already listening to the show somehow.
Sign up to listen live. So she doesn't understand that there's live shows. She understands there's / live and she doesn't have the $5?
I don't know. Those are only two shows. She wishes she has the...
Well, maybe she's an idiot.
We'll see. As far as you being a couple who lives in sin, fuck anyone who disapproves.
Thank you.
Marriage is grand, but divorce is a grand. I love my husband and kids, 6 and 3.5 months. But sometimes I wish things were different. Once you get married, you can feel very trapped, even if you're the happiest and most content person alive.
By the way,
that's you for being happy and proud of it.
I love when people are like, marriage is great. It could get a little shitty sometimes. Here and again, right. Your husband's all in your face, but it's great. It's great. You guys should do it.
I love all of them. I love all of them. Sometimes you feel like, whoops. Henda, your singing is addictive. As I am breastfeeding, and before that was Prager's for 9.5 months, I've been unable to smoke any pot. Please read on before you judge me. All right.
Yeah, we're going to judge you on that.
I enjoy it as a recreational hobby and find it makes everything better, such as food and sex.
Such as being married to this oaf.
And breathing and walking and watching TV. Who invented this? They say Jesus did. I believe it. When I listen to your music, I get a similar hormonal high, and I'm able to escape from reality for a few minutes if I close my eyes.
Wow.
Like my dad in that fake cigarette high.
Don't ruin this for me, babe.
Sorry. How can I get more of your music? There's no way you can.
How did she find it to begin with?
You're probably at Henda.com. It's like, now I need music. So that's why I think you're wrong with the live shows. Quit smoking so much weed. Don't get me wrong. I am not your stereotypical pothead and will not smoke any if there is a chance I might be around my children. Sure. I am extremely responsible. We're not the cops, baby.
Maybe she heard that show where the FBI is listening to our show.
I know everyone down smoking pot, but I used to do so on a regular basis and was still able to function fine. I also like to feed my kids from time to time, and I will call a babysitter when necessary. In fact, when I was up for my yearly review at... Wow.
I'm sorry. Psycho Teddy says she must be listening on a web radio, which would cost money. But and he's suggesting...
It says Windows Media Player to Radio Tuner.
But... I don't get it. How is it costing? If there,
I'm just wondering. If there's somebody sometimes there's sites where they take our shit and they try to charge people.
Yeah,
people
are a little too smart listening, for
that. But if that ever happens, let us know. Nobody's charging for anything.
Yeah, we're not getting any of that money. They shouldn't be charging. Nobody has permission to sell our shows.
Right. In fact,
except for Lulu.com.
In fact, when I was up for my yearly review at work, I got a raise I wasn't expecting due to my exceptional performance throughout the year. You're hired. You're hired. That is exceptionally funny because I have on occasion gone to work with a residual buzz from an early morning smoke. sounds like some a pothead that doesn't love their kids. I know it sounds funny, but I mean what I've said about it being the highest compliment I can give. No pun intended. I don't get that.
The highest. I'm smoking weed. Gets you high.
Did she write this high? Also, I'm sorry to hear your mother is moving so far away, Hemda. My father-in-law lives in Houston, Texas, and it really bothers my hubby to be so far from him, as they are really close also.
But I don't like him anyway. He gets on my last nerve, so who gives a shit?
They probably hang out and bitch about us, respectively, I bet. Me and his wife. His mom. To help, they both purchased webcams and talk to each other live at a scheduled time once a week, or more often if they decided to. Have you thought of doing that?
Yeah, my parents actually have a webcam. My brother's already got one for it. And we
you
have
to do it. And then when you're done talking, you can just act like you left, like I am. Like, I'm losing. They should have that for webcams. Like, you push a button and it starts getting staticky. It is cheap and easy. I hope this helps a little. Please write back, if only to let me know where I can get your music.
There's no way to do it.
There's no way.
There's
to
just
do
no
it.
Way.
Hemda.com, and you'll find out what her albums are, and then you can buy them almost anywhere.
Also, KeithandTheGirl.com/store has the Voodoo Lulu CD, which is probably the CD that I'm most on.
Has a lot of your music. You do you call that melody? There's rapping and singing, and you do the real singing.
Yeah, I do the singing.
Dear Keith and Hemda, I am a healthy 32-year-old male specimen, not liking any cocks but my own. I have an active sex life, like most guys, 80% of the time with myself. Needing lubrication for jerking, as Keith does, was one of many new concepts I was introduced to through your show. What
seriously?
Jerking or using lube?
I think we taught him about using lube.
And you're 32? Being a proud owner
32.
Of... 32? Yeah. Being a proud owner of an intact foreskin, this hadn't occurred to me before. In an emergency, I wouldn't mind the most scabbed of dry hands. Now, although I am open to experiments, I am generally too lazy to properly plan things like this, and I just spontaneously decided under the shower one day that soap should work at least as good as your beloved Astroglide.
You should see the faces. Three girls just cringing.
After a good 5 or 10 minutes of soapy action, ladies, I am rather slow in this department. I felt my head get lighter and lighter. I'm going to assume the real head on his face.
On his face.
A bit like the cigarette high you get as a non-smoker. Given my arousal, I did not heed the early warning signs and did not stop. Big mistake. Not even a minute later, I was so dizzy and my knees so weak that I sat down heavily in the shower and actually started throwing up all over myself.
Wow.
Did he get to finish, out of curiosity?
Right. Yeah, so nice. That's so nice. Not quite the finish I had imagined, he said. Given the location, it was easy enough to clean up, though. Because he's in the shower. It sounds like he did not, in fact.
This just in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gay for Guy from Philly. I'm so embarrassed about Saturday. I don't normally drink, so I apologize for everything I can't remember. You should apologize for some of the stuff you can remember, though. I do love the show, guys, and Patrice and everyone else. Might not come to the DVD screening now. Too embarrassed. If I do, I'm staying sober. 3 exclamation points. By the way, we are having a screening this Saturday of Keith's DVD. These ladies will be there. It's at DECK, D-E-K-K. Go to thedeck.com for information about the space. We're opening the doors at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a fun show. Dinner. We're all going to have dinner and a show, and it's going to be great. No cover charge.
Now, what I now figure happened, he says, was that the soap must have gotten absorbed through the intense... He's a doctor now.
Yeah, seriously.
Soap must have absorbed through the intensive massaging of the mucous membranes of my dick and gotten into my brain via the bloodstream. I was high on soap. Just that soap apparently doesn't make for a very good high.
By the way, he learned about lube from us. We discussed this.
We
said
discussed
no shampoo.
Soap then. Right.
And that's soap. We said, don't just take anything. Some lotions can hurt you.
Listen to Keith and the girl, and someone from a foreign country won't rip you off for $7,000, and you won't try to use soap as lube. That's your fault.
Lots of lessons learned.
Yeah. Conclusion, don't overdo the washing of your dick and love your foreskin. God gave it to you for a reason. Love the show.
All right. Maybe, you know, with the foreskin, a lot of people are thinking, you know, do you circumcise your kid or do you not? Only because of aesthetics and because women are used to it. You know what? I shouldn't say this because everybody overseas is going to write us letters like, we're used
you
to
it. You know what? Because you're stuck. Because you're stuck with it. He goes, I'm a proud of your foreskin. Because you were stuck with it.
Right.
Because your parents left you with that animal-looking foreskin. We'll get ladies' opinions in a minute.
I really think just whatever's
and,
happening.
And that's like, I'm sorry. And that's like saying the hookers and the porn stars and being like, you know what? I wouldn't change anything. I'm glad I was abused by my parents and uncle.
Right,
it made me stronger.
Otherwise,
no
I wouldn't
other way
be
you
here
be
with
strong.
You,
right.
Oprah.
Right. That's right. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Whatever's happening around your area. Maybe, you know, if there's no circumcisions where you are, don't do it. If there is, just do it. Give your kid a chance.
Have you ladies been involved in the sexual intercourse?
Oh, my God.
Malin's a slut. I'm pure and chaste.
Yeah, great.
Malin's a pure fun. You're
what?
A fun girl.
I'm fun,
you like
yes.
to go and have fun sometimes. Sure. None's wrong with that. Do you like the acorn or the sloppy skin?
Oh, my God. I'm not picky. If you take care of yourself, then you're okay.
All right.
If you take care of it. All right, that's a good rule. What did you call yourself?
Pure and chaste?
Oh, I...
Do you know those words, baby?
I think she just called herself a virgin.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you. Not as much fun as your friend, but good for you. Panda porn is being shown at a Thai zoo to teach male panda Chuang Chuang how to breed with his panda gal pal Lin Hui.
If he can't do it, he shouldn't.
That's right. Deuce knows. They don't know how to mate, so we need to show the male how through videos, said a zoo worker. We'll play the video at the most comfortable and intimate time for him, perhaps after dinner. Aw, that's nice. We don't need all the species.
It's survival of the fittest, right?
Exactly.
You're not supposed to mate if you can't mate.
A wolf wouldn't jerk me off. College student loses first and second life on the same day. Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is insane. If it's true. A University of
Are they talking about that game?
Yeah,
second?
Yeah.
They are
Very
not.
Good. A University of Michigan college student was pronounced dead early this morning, only hours after a virtual character he played in an online universe called Second Life met an eerily similar fate.
Oh.
You know, there's like, he got hit by a car, and they're like, okay, but what's the story? Everybody's dying. Well, that happened in his Second Life world the same day. Perfect. Now it's a 10-page story. Jesse Smith, an 18-year-old sophomore from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, was found lying unconscious in the parking lot behind his dormitory by some passing joggers early this morning. He was immediately rushed to the hospital, but doctors were unable to revive him. He barely had a mark on him, stated hospital staffer Camille Starkey, but we figured he was hit by a car somewhere near the location where he was discovered. He had massive internal injuries, and the doctors were not able to save him. It looks like he tried to crawl back home to get help, but I guess he never made it. Strangely enough, Smith had spent most of the previous evening playing Second Life until his virtual alter ego was also killed in a car accident sometime around 3 a.m. This is a horrendous horror movie.
How did they look into this? Is there anything?
His friend said. A bunch of his friends from high school took over one of the islands in Second Life, and you buy land and do shit there, and turn it into some sort of apocalyptic nightmare straight out of the Mad Max movie, said his roommate Michael Lafferty. They all drove around in these crazy looking cars and tried to run each other down and stuff. His friends feel kind of guilty now after that happened to him, even though they obviously had nothing to do with it.
They should feel like God. If you do in fake life and it happens, someone's listening to you.
I want to know what this world is now. You know? And you go there, and people are taking a little more seriously.
I think they're having a lot of visitors to that world. Who's got that joke? I think it's Louis C.K.
It's probably Dan Cook.
He says something like, he says to his girlfriend, you know, I hope that guy gets cancer. And she goes, oh, why would you say that? What if he gets cancer now? Wouldn't you feel bad? And he goes, well, if she gets cancer, you need to be a little nicer to me, you bitch.
I saw him leave the house around 3 this morning. I think he was pretty bummed because he had spent a lot of time and money on that character and he didn't want to start all over again with another one.
Well, then
but
that's
why.
But
these are the same people making jokes about Dungeons and Dragons. Police are still looking for anyone who has information on the hit-and-run driver who struck Smith. I guess they mean
Check
in the real
Second
world.
Life, yeah.
Although his parents are planning a private burial for him on Monday, his friends from Second Life will also be holding a funeral for his online avatar over the weekend. I'm going to crash it. I'm going to virtually dump on his casket.
Matt with a capital A says, I work in a hospital as a bitch transporter. I was waiting for an elevator Friday next to a silent middle-aged female. One of those cunty too-happy nurses shows up and says to the female, smile, it can't be that bad. The woman turns around, looks right in the nurse's eyes and says, my husband just died. The nurse took the next elevator. Reminded me of you. Peace.
Yeah, we said how that's the worst. My dad would always do that to people on the street.
I hate that.
Smile, it can't be that bad. You don't know what happened. Maybe it is that bad.
But this is a one-up. This is a
nurse.
Maybe
he lost his second life character that
and he knows his fate is coming.
Right.
But this is a nurse. You work in a hospital. What do you think happens in hospitals to make people not smile?
Right.
Like,
What's wrong, crybaby? Arkansas. Randy Wooten figured he would get at least one vote in his bid for mayor of this town of 80 people, even if it was just his own, and he did not. Waldenburg, Arkansas.
Is this the dumbest state now?
Now he has this. You know what? Yeah, yeah. Now he has to decide whether to file.
No, but you know why? Because when they took polls over there, nobody went.
Right. He did not. Now he has to decide whether to file a formal protest because no votes were gotten. Wooten got the news from his wife, Roxanne, who went to City Hall on Wednesday to see the election results. She saw my name with zero votes by it. She came home and asked me if I had voted for myself or not. I told her I did. However, Poinsett County results reported Wednesday showed incumbent William H. Wood with 18 votes, challenger Ronnie Chapman with 18 votes, and Wooten with zero. I had at least 8 or 9 people who said they voted for me, so something is wrong in this picture. Poinsett County Election Commissioner Junaway Payne said the issue has been discussed, but no action taken yet. It's our understanding from talking with the Secretary of State's office that a court order would have to be obtained in order to open the machine and check the totals. The votes were cast on an electronic voting machine, but paper ballots were available. So what if they were available? You use whatever they tell you to use. I don't know. And it's very hard to understand.
I don't know.
I think,
you know, some old people who are overwhelmed by, you know, computer-generated whatever, they just, you know, write it down like they're used to.
I guess. I don't fucking know. Brat, did you guys see that movie yet?
No.
Very filthy.
Are you planning on it?
I want to.
I'm going to see it next week. Not with her, though.
Not with her?
Dang.
When you see a Malin, do you think you'll watch her or be having sex with somebody?
Oh, my God.
I can multitask.
Brad star Sacha Baron Cohen was beaten up by a passerby after he tried to play a prank as his alter ego. He approached the man and said, "I like your clothings, are nice. Please may I buying? I want to have sex with it." It sounds like the movie's long done, though. You know, it's like, aren't you sick of doing it?
What do you mean?
Aren't you sick of being Brat?
Oh, how can you be sick of being Borat? How?
But the bystander didn't see the joke. He took one look at Cohen and punched him in the face. Borat yelled for help, but was slugged again and again.
Oh my God, really?
He was rescued by actor pal Hugh Laurie. I don't know who that is.
Maybe now he's sick of doing the character.
Who had been on his way to a New York bar with Cohen. Laurie rushed for help and pushed the man away as Cohen struggled to his feet. A pal of Cohen said Sasha couldn't resist playing the fool as Borat, but picked on the wrong person. I guess this guy thought he was being attacked by someone unstable and lashed out. Sasha is very lucky he didn't get a much worse beating.
Holy shit.
Incident took place after Laurie and Cohen appeared on the US TV show Saturday Night Live. The Brit comics were on their way to a late dinner when Laurie suggested they visit a bar in Manhattan. He didn't end up with any scars. It's now for the second week, the number one movie.
Nice. It deserves it. That and Departed this year are the movies that you should see.
Yeah. Both hilarious. While teaching American humor to a gregarious and absurdly out-of-touch foreign journalist, Pat Haggerty...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, no.
Jeremy from Glitter Revenge says, Arkansas has 2 Keith and the Girl tattoos. It can't be the dumbest.
That's true. A plus. Sometimes Kendall gets nervous and makes weird jokes. She didn't mean that. Arkansas forever. While teaching American humor to a gregarious and absurdly out-of-touch foreign journalist, who, of course, is Brat, Pat Haggerty realized something was off. Who was this guy? Whenever the movie starts, I think the first interview, right? Is one of the first hidden camera things? Borat being taught comedy?
Oh, yeah. One of the first.
And fuck that guy. I guess his name is Pat Haggerty. Fuck that guy.
He was teaching comedy like...
It's all these places in New York. You know,
this is worse.
Comedy comes in threes. Funny words start with K's.
This is worse, though. He was teaching him knock-knock jokes. No, he was teaching him... He was teaching him not jokes. Would you like to learn how to make with the funnies, ladies?
Of course.
Okay, so what you do is you say a sentence... And then it's a completely false sentence, and then you add, not. For example, God. I really like this yellow juice. Not. That's what he was teaching.
How old am I to be laughing at something like that? You know,
you just paid to learn that.
Oh my fucking god! Genius.
Yeah, Paler, and that's real. Like
it's real.
Know, Barat didn't set that up,
right?
And I read, you know, I dated a chick that had one of those comedy books that was, you know, teaching you how to be funny. And I had to look at her like she's dumber. Like, what is wrong with you? You, Jesus. Put more K's in your act. People love K's. P's are funny, too, when it's in the middle of a word. Haggerty, a public speaking coach from Washington, then what makes him funny? You know? Is one of the unwitting co-stars of the surprise hit movie, Borat, Cultural Learnings, blah, blah, blah. Haggerty has no hard feelings toward Borat, a.k.a. comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, but the same can't be said for others who were humiliated thanks to the awkward fellow with a bushy mustache. Well, you better not complain too much, you know? It's the number one movie. It's slated to be the number one comedy ever.
Not only
you
that...
You might not want to go, actually, that's not funny. Yes, comedy coach, it is funny.
Not only that, the people who are trying to complain are like that. It shouldn't offend you that we showed that, because that is actually what you teach. And if you stand behind what you teach...
Right.
Then you don't think you're wrong. He's probably looking at it like, oh, everyone's laughing at Borat. We're laughing at you, asshole.
Right. Their embarrassment over the film's hilarious, cringe-inducing blend of fiction and improvised comedy is magnified by its success. Last year, Haggerty agreed to be filmed for what he thought was a benign documentary on his client's journey across America. Okay. He hurriedly signed a release form, was paid $400, and the lesson began. Well, you got your money's worth.
Wow, $400.
Brad made a total of $67.8 million so far.
But $400 to learn a not joke. And behind him, by the way, there was a chalkboard with, like, how to construct a knock-knock joke. And with arrows pointing to where you need to go next, just in case somebody says what.
Was Andy Rooney teaching the class?
As cameras rolled, his client told raunchy stories in garbled English and laughed heartily at the expense of handicapped people. And then I'm starting to smell a rat, Haggerty told the Associated Press. Each passing minute, I'm going, you know, this can't be real.
Yeah, right.
Confused, he ended up playing along. Okay. He later figured out, thanks to his son, an HBO-watching college student, that he'd been duped. Interesting. Since the whole world's talking about Ali G, the movie's not out, but they're talking about Ali G's a great comedic show, you might not want to learn that show, you know? You're teaching comedy. Don't you think kind of your job would be to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Whatever's hottest.
Yeah,
right?
Why is everybody talking about Louis C.K.? I watched the shittiest of the shit.
You watched Dane Cook?
Deliberately. The whole thing. Yes, in breaks, but I saw it all. Oh, maybe there's some after the credits. He does the good stuff that he wrote. No, he doesn't. Confused, he ended up playing along. They were exercising a First Amendment right, says Haggerty, adding that he enjoyed the movie. And this Sacha Cohen guy is going to make $87 gazillion. Not close, almost $87 million. You know, good for him.
Gazillion is a funnier word.
Yeah, I'm just sorry that he had to do it in such a way that he allowed people to make jerks out of themselves, exposing their character flaws.
See how that's funny, yeah. Mr. Funny Teacher?
That's actually the only way he could have done it, but it's a shame he had to do it that way. Son, you're very charming and you have a good voice. Why couldn't you be a priest? It's a shame I had to do it this way. Two of Cohen's target's fraternity boys, we mentioned this yesterday, who were drunken, insulting comments about women and minorities, are filing a lawsuit. Blah, blah, blah. Cohen's behavior also wasn't funny to former TV producer Dharma Arthur, who claims she was duped into giving Cohen airtime on a morning show segment in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, that was a little fucked up.
It was awesome.
It was so awesome.
Those gay morning shows.
In some small town. It wasn't like a major news reporter place. They didn't do their research on who they're interviewing.
Right.
And by the way, this
you don't
makes
just
us...
let somebody on your show.
Yeah.
We think about having, you know, people on, and we talk about it, that these two girls weren't here coincidentally today, for example.
Yeah, what are they saying? What is Borat saying? Because how come, I mean, we've gotten in the Wall Street Journal, we got in the New York Times, but it's because they found us. We want to know, what do we need to say? We're foreign and we're driving across your country, let us on your
news,
show?
It'll be a charming little segment.
Yeah.
Well, I bet they have an American, you know, be calling these people and being like, and it'll be cute
because
he's very well, whatever.
I
Maybe
guess.
They even have a video of him being lame.
But you know what that whole news station should be thrilled to death. You had one awkward moment, and they took it really well. They were the ones who took it the best.
During the interview, he says he has to pee, so he just starts getting up during the interview, right? And then when the weather, it's not so bad, but it's very funny because they're all awkward because these newscasters are terrible at improv. You know, if they go, like, newscaster, what do you think about this?
Completely.
It's not the weather. I don't know anything. So during the weather, Brad comes over and starts hugging the weatherman, and the weatherman's lost, and he's confused and can't get his shit together.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious. So the TV producer is all upset. Wouldn't that make you watch that show more if you're from that town?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you're... Yeah, of course. Right. Yes, in general. Well, that one guy from Tennessee says, what are you talking about? That's not funny and just plain mean. Not! Right. See, it worked.
It does work. Cohen's behavior also wasn't funny to the TV producer, who claimed she was duped into giving Cohen airtime on a morning show segment in Jackson, Mississippi. Cohen's live appearance, in which he said he had to go urine and hug the bemused weatherman, led her life into a downward spiral.
No way!
She is seeking an apology.
That's what would make her life better.
She's a drunk now. She was so confused. Her news got ruined. And you know she's really into it. Like, the news has to be this and this. And when we do the segment where you read the news in the bed, that'll be cute because Sleepy sponsored that. Everything has to go as planned. It's real fucking serious. Well, now Brad, and now I'm drinking at home, and my marriage broke up, and I'm a mess, and I just need an apology. Apologize.
That will make me stop drinking.
Yeah, although often,
I gotta say though, this is a message straight to her. I tried apologizing to Keith. It does not make him stop drinking.
She said that she was fired from the show. She told the AP that she left. Although she has said she was fired from the show, she told just recently the AP that she left the station.
Wait a minute!
I don't know.
Your story's falling apart, drunkie.
Keep drinking. You and that girl that's high, go out, have a time. Kathy Martin, who runs an etiquette boutique in Birmingham, Alabama. I would love to. It won't happen, but the DVD, if it really showed all the behind-the-scenes shit.
Oh, yeah.
How they set these things up, that would be funny. Even if it's just, you know, interesting. Even if it's just, you know, regular people making these
phone calls. And by the way, we are talking a lot of the Borat movie, and we did see an interview with Howard Stern about the movie, and it basically... Now, what did we discuss, Malin? What did we decide? I know you can multitask, but we can hear that.
Let her go.
So they were talking about segments of the movie. Did not ruin anything. We are not ruining anything in the movie. Go see it.
Kathy Martin, who runs an etiquette school in Birmingham, Alabama, was also left out of the joke. Of course, you snob. Good. I liked all the people he picked on. You know, and my question was just what was real and what wasn't real. But I do like that, you know. You know, I don't know. It's all snooty and snot. And use this fork, and you hold wine this way.
So now these guys are complaining also? The people who taught him etiquette?
The people are complaining. Even though
That's everybody already.
Yeah, even though she was gracious and calm when Brat showed her nude photos of his son.
She was really calm about that.
Martin admitted she was taken aback by his shtick during their on-camera meeting. Unless you could figure it out for yourself, you have no way of knowing you have been tricked into being part of a childish prank with an R rating attached, she told the AP in an email. And even if you figure it out, you've signed a release that Mr. Cohen's people say relinquishes any rights on your part to take action against them.
Then what are you signing? You want it to be on camera so bad. You're an adult. You signed something. There was another thing. My brother just saw the movie. And
it's probably not a free-for-all if you're signing something.
Exactly.
Take the time. Be like, well, why do I got to sign something?
You have etiquette. I think it's okay to be like, oh, can I get back to you? You have to do it that second. Anyway, and by the way, these people have a lot to lose, this etiquette people. Yeah. Like, they have this, like, you know, beautiful home and beautiful business and blah, blah, blah. Let me just sign this.
Right.
Is that what you're teaching the foreigner that's sitting in front of you? And when a camera comes, just sign the paper. And here's another thing. My brother was saying that he saw the movie, and and we talked about this. The frat guys are suing Borat also. Right. And apparently there's rumors, and I don't know if it's true or not, that they took the frat guys to the bar. The producer took them to the bar before they were on camera and got them a little tipsy there first.
Let me just reiterate that. The lawsuit they are suing claims that a production crew took the students to a bar to loosen up before participating in what they were told would be a documentary to be shown outside the U.S. and that they signed waivers after drinking heavily. Everybody that signed up to the pod show knows this. It doesn't matter what's promised. It matters what's on the paper.
And by the way, if
Brad and Adam Curry aren't your friends.
And we learned this in the Boston thing. If you drink, that's on you, and whatever happens after that is going to get documented.
Right.
So What are you, who is taking you out to drink? It's a producer with like a camera right. following him or something. And even if there weren't cameras present, it's a producer. They picked you assholes.
Who are drinking?
You're
over
anything.
21.
Exactly. You have the right to say no. They're not funneling it down your throat without your right. consent. There's no tie down.
Right.
And why are we interested in you frat boys anyway? Why would a producer of this movie be interested? How interesting
right,
are you?
Right.
What did you have to offer? And now they're getting you drunk, you fucking idiots. Where do you go to school?
So maybe they found them in a bar. And they're like, look at these three jackasses.
Right.
They're the loudest.
You got pointed out.
You guys are so interesting.
Right.
This camera crew wants to get you drunk and give you an RV for no reason. If you happen to come across a hitchhiker, maybe do the right thing. That's up to you. Ronald Miller of Natchez, Mississippi, was baffled by the ruse. He and his wife attended a dinner at a plantation house.
Wait, where's this? Back to the etiquette people?
Yeah, this is the same house where people went to the etiquette house.
Oh, okay.
Which they were told would be an interview with an Eastern European television reporter coming to Natchez to film social customs in the South.
That's true.
Barat disturbed guests, Miller said, by making anti-Semitic remarks and saying slavery was wonderful. How do you take that seriously? But you still got to finish your dinner because you're in a movie. Because you're not in a movie.
No, they're also etiquette.
Because you're in a documentary. The etiquette might be, this table's a little too homophobic and anti-Semitic for me, if you'll excuse me. Would that be etiquette? Or is the etiquette, wait a minute, I can be on a TV show somewhere? Which one's etiquette? Fuck
is,
you.
Is this Girls Gone Wild?
Right, right.
I could be funny.
He also invited a dinner guest, a woman posing as a prostitute. Big fat animal of a woman in the tightest, tightest clothing.
And shortest clothing.
Yeah. And another scene in the film, former Baywatch babe Pamela Anderson was attacked by Barat's alter ego at a book signing, and he later chased her through a parking lot. Did she learn of his antics in advance? Yep, claims Anderson. Well, you could keep it a secret for a month or two, Pam. Shit. Hey, Pam, you just she felt like people were picking on her. You know, like, he just ran up to you and stole you. It's like, we planned that, okay? We
right,
planned
right.
that. Stop
I don't
it.
Just get stolen. Don't just try
right.
that.
I was on Baywatch. I saved lives.
I know how to swim.
I could swim away if
These
I wanted to
are
in that
flotation
bookstore.
Flotation devices.
Not. I love Brad. Of course, Sasha and I planned this years ago, she said. And it turned out perfect. I'm so happy for him. She wrote on the website. You got to be part of it, too. You know what I mean?
Hey, forums are addictive.
There you go. Right, right.
Don't knock it.
Kevin Federline's talking about... making a bunch of money on different videos that he has taken. Kevin Federline has come up with a new way to make money now that Britney Spears has derailed his gravy train, and crowds are staying away in droves from his $20 concerts. We had more people, no joke, we heard, at our Boston show than Kevin Federline had in New York City. That is awesome. FedEx, who made a cool $2 million selling home videos for his show Chaotic, that's more than his album, is trying to sell footage from cameras he installed in his car. I actually got a surveillance system put in my truck, so I'm recording everything. The paparazzi turned into a pack of wolves. I got some pretty funny video footage of them just tripping all over themselves like dominoes. Do you know what paparazzi can get? They got what they wanted. Who's buying it from you? You know what I mean? You sell it to scumbags. Scumbags aren't going to go, oh, do you have pictures of us bumping into each other? I'd love to buy it.
But he clearly saw this coming, and he was getting ready for it.
Well, it's The Sun, a tabloid, and a big one. And I don't know if it's related. It's like our people or if it's more like our National Enquirer. But they're saying that he has a porn tape. A 4-hour porn tape of
the
him
Sun
and
is saying that?
The magazine is saying
four
that.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I see why she married him.
It's a honeymoon.
four hours is a honeymoon.
Britney, it's a whole thing. It's getting off the plane.
Oh,
please.
Oh, I see. 4 hours is their whole sex lives edited down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Superstar Britney Spears is facing a mega divorce payout because she did it again and again and again. Whoops. On a honeymoon sex video. Dumped husband Kevin Federline has been touting the 4-hour tape for sale and has already been offered £26 million.
What does that equal?
I wonder if it equals money or just pounds of something.
They just pound him to the ground.
A film company wants to make it available online to fans around the world. One close pal says, this vid is dynamite and Kev knows it. Britney slapped divorce papers on Federline, who already did this and that, who was linked with hookers after she caught him in a bedroom with another woman. Brittany, 24, fears the raunchy footage will destroy her wholesome image. What wholesome image? Unless she caves into the demands for a 16 million pound payoff and custody of their children, Sean Preston and Jane and James. She is worried she will become infamous like Paris Hilton, whose homemade sex video was put on the internet by her ex and became one of the world's most popular sites. Federline 28 has bragged to his pals that his X-rated tape shows the "Oops, I Did It Again" singer performing a series of explicit sex acts. Nothing so sick that gayfer dude would do, but sick shit. The homemade video is believed to show the naked couple enjoying the uninhibited range of lovemaking and sexual games. What does that mean? Asshole licking. We're going to assume ball tickling. It was made during the first weeks of the relationship 2 years ago when they were holed up in one of the exclusive bungalows at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Las Vegas. When he wants to do that first day, he just get married. He's like, he always wanted to do that. And she's like, no, I don't know that you're taking me serious. How about as soon as we get married? Will you believe me then? And then the day, the night they
That's
got
right.
married,
they
he's
started
like, now, can we do
everything.
It now?
Yeah, perfect.
Do whatever you want, bitch. So, yes, he came into a hotel, caught her fucking some other person. And then there's going to be a video of that, though. I hope he's videotaping all this stuff. Good for him. A Spanish town council has ruled that having male characters on street signs and traffic lights is sexist and now wants female characters on half of them.
What?
A Spanish town that has the street signs, and, you know, if you have to pick a gender, it's a dude. They think there should be females on there, too.
Oh, wow. See?
I hope the guy gets to walk first. That light comes on, and then the female light.
This bothers me so much because of all things that you need to spend time on.
Exactly.
It just makes women just look stupider. Is stupider a word? God damn it.
See? And you want to be on a light? And this way, the sexism, which until now has seen only masculine figures appear in traffic signals, will be brought to an end. Okay, oh yeah, you'll get paid the same, everything will work out. The dumb town council said. The town wants the manufacturers of the signs and lights to pick up the cost. Why? You buy things
right.
from them.
Right.
The government pays for it. And then whenever you have your next meeting, can you believe what the councilman spent money on? He went to see silhouetted women in skirts on the lights
right.
for his own amusement.
And then they're gonna be annoyed.
To the tune of $6 million.
They're gonna be annoyed at how short or long the skirt is.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
But women wear pants and there's no genitals on the fucking light, so who cares?
They should.
17 years old, she figured it the fuck out. That's sexist that you believed that it was only a guy.
Exactly.
And that women can't wear pants. Oh, that was the most genius thing ever.
You could put a tie on that. It could be a chick in today's day and age.
That's true.
Fact.
Maybe they should just take some.
I'm sorry. She just believes that when you say fact,
it is a fact. It is a fact.
It makes it a fact.
You have a microphone and it's a fact. Let's take some lights away from the middle of like the crotch, and that'll be like the slit. Now
you just gave someone an idea.
And this, of course,
it's a new form of graffiti. All of a sudden,
always my favorite story: a hot reporter. Going undercover as a fag. How she gotta be treated? I'm a fuck. She not only is this. She's Vanessa Minnillo. She's the person that dating Nick Lachey. Why do I fucking know that? Or care to say it? Usually a stunner adds fake fat for an expose inspired by the show Ugly Betty. This isn't. So here's what she's gonna do. She's gonna say, "Here's me normal." And here's me as a pig, and I'm treated nice normal. You had five people work on your face when you're normal.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not even normal. Like,
it doesn't matter.
It's not fair regardless, but you're made exquisite looking as well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because they go so over the top with the stuff. And they
make them drool and they give them a lisp.
It's one thing to be not as attractive as you were, but it's another thing to come up to people and go, "Can you help me with the tongue?"
That's what Dr.
Is that how you talk? Is that how you talk?
Right.
You know how to talk.
Dr. Phil's son did that. A handsome guy. And he walks around first. He's real charming. He opens doors. And then he turns into a fat pig. And he's this brute and like way too close to women's face.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Yeah, fat people do talk like that. Okay. Hi. Excuse me. Instead of going, "Do you have the time?" "I need a minute with you." Wow, people are rude. They didn't hate her because she was beautiful. It took an ugly suit TV stunner Vanessa Minnillo, an Entertainment Tonight correspondent, former Miss Teen USA, and current squeeze of Nick Lachey, went undercover on the streets of New York City to find out what living the life of ABC's Ugly Betty would be like. It was horrible. I can't imagine having 10 people work on me a day.
I feel like Ugly Betty, the show, paid for this.
Right. Get it in there somehow. Yeah. We were talking about that. Matt was with us, and like at the newspaper, they're like, all right, I need an article. Throw an Ugly Betty in there somewhere.
Right.
I need to sell that commercial and something about Sleepies. And just as a joke, I want the phrase that revolution is televised by somebody. Okay, go out there.
I also think
a newspaper.
We talked about this. I think that they have competitions of who can make the most puns in the title of the story.
Yeah. The TV concept is funny. The reality, not so much, she found. Manila donned prosthetics.
I didn't like being ugly. What is this saying to everybody else? That she goes,
all you're doing is
I
making
hate
people
being
feel
ugly.
Worse.
Yeah, it is
you're
true.
You're born
Nobody
this way.
Likes me.
She was Manila donned prosthetics, a bad outfit, and ratty black wig for a 7-part series airing on Entertainment Tonight.
Seven parts.
One for each fucking the thigh, the shoulder, the arm. Wow, 7 parts. Although, I used to watch that. I used to watch Entertainment Tonight and that other one. But for the last while, maybe a year, it's nothing but promoting the next day. We have our interview with Joey Buttafuoco, and he says one sentence. Oh, my God, and we're going to be back with the explosive interview tomorrow. And then the next day he says one sentence, and then they tout the next day. All those shows just advertise the next day.
That's not their fault. If only Joey Buttafuoco would do something stupid.
We wouldn't have to milk it for a week.
Come on.
Kill somebody. She was pushed on the subway. You were pushed on it. Wouldn't you be pushed off, you ugly fuck? She was pushed on the subway, blown off in Central Park, shunned at the door at the Hot Manhattan Club. So was I. And ignored while shopping at a trendy Madison Avenue store.
But see, their whole thing, and most idiots respond like that, is, so was I. I totally relate to this. People are very mean to me.
Yeah.
I'm not that bad looking. Oh, no, we're telling you that you're this bad looking, and that's what happens to you.
But you're at it. You're kicked
Keith
out of...
Just, you just said it. You just said it like, but I got kicked out of there, too. See, Keith?
Right. She's kicked out of Manhattan Club and some trendy Madison Avenue store.
She got kicked
and
out?
So now she's going to act like... Or she wasn't paid attention to. Who the fuck knows?
You know, they don't kick
I had to
you
wait
out.
30 minutes at a Cracker Barrel. So she didn't get the attention that she wanted. But when she goes back to her regular life as a hot chick, she doesn't want to be in a club seeing that pig. You know what I mean? I'm trying to shop here. Why would you dress like that?
Not only that, there's a reason why I work out. These fat fucking pigs they're letting in now. Why do I have to work out anymore?
I hope wearing this outfit gave her a food... fucking head case. What do you call that?
A food disease. What is it? Help me out here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Isn't that funny? All you chicks
know.
Have them and you don't know.
We know what we're talking about. A food disorder. An eating disorder.
An eating disorder. Oh. I hope this gives her an eating disorder.
Food head case.
Right, thank you.
I thought you meant that literally.
You don't speak Keith and Hamda yet.
Anyway, eating disorder was the joke I was trying to make 5 minutes ago. Anyways. At times, the discrimination against me in my ugly disguise was almost too much to take. Take her experience on the subway. When she was pushed by another strap hanger, she shyly said hello and smiled. But the woman sniped, who mugged your do? And laughed.
Okay, why are you talking to people on the train?
Yeah.
Can you teach some etiquette on that?
Later, posing as a student reporter, Manila tried to interview people in Central Park, only to be repeatedly and brusquely told they were too busy to talk. Can you believe it?
In New York.
Yeah. Oh, do people hate to be bothered because there's so many people?
Because I have to actually fucking be somewhere?
Did you come back later and hit on them? Next thing, I came back pretty, and they were fucking me in the trees.
Plus, you're ugly. Get out of my way.
To really test, yeah. Oh, by the way, you're fucking dog ugly. To really test things, she turned blonde and beautiful for the same reporting task. Right, you couldn't keep your brunette hair. You had to change it. Like, blonde's different.
Oh,
you know
that's
what I
right.
mean?
Brunettes
She's
are uglier. Brunette. Thanks, asshole.
Some women still brushed by her, but the men slowed down to talk. Oh, write this in a fucking encyclopedia.
Annie says, part one, the fatty going to McDonald's. Part two, right. Fatty going to Krispy Kreme. Part three, fatty going to the lingerie show.
Sometimes flirting.
Oh, I would like to add a part four, the chocolate show. The only place I was accepted.
You're welcome here. Manila Lalo's transformation into ugly Vanessa took about 6 hours and involved applying prosthetics and makeup to give her a chubbier face and bad skin.
Because she's so gorgeous. It took 6 hours to uglify her. We're just saying it really took a long time because she's so pretty.
Donning a fat suit and fake braces and hiding her sleek amber locks under a frizzy wig. Is this guy jerking off?
Not nice.
As he's rating it? Normally, she's beautiful. You should see her reporting on the red carpet daily. He added all the things that fit the stereotype of what is ugly. But while life was certainly... Yeah, it's just a stereotype, ugly. But while life is certainly easier as the more attractive woman, quote, I was also surprised at how many women ignored me when I was beautiful.
What?
She just hates being ignored.
Pay attention to me.
And most of all, I learned a lesson, Pat.
She's one of those girlfriends that goes, I'm talking.
Right.
I'm talking.
All right. Seriously, what did Kid Rock do this week, you dumb bitch?
All right. You're about to leave, right?
I'm out of here.
But before you go, I just want to thank you, Sexy Potato, for being our merch person. Wasn't she phenomenal?
Yes, excellent job. However, may I say, next time...
I was just going to say.
Don't write on the box of money. Money.
I didn't write that.
You didn't write that?
I think she just wrote KATG. However, when you
KATG, $$$$$.
When you go to the bathroom, you might want to take the money with you.
You're free to take that with you.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
We're
of
okay.
That.
We believe that you wash your hands. Also, Maylin had a really hard time deciding whether she wants to be on the show or not because she joined our MySpace contest. You can join also keithandthegirl.com. Enter keithandthegirl.com/contest. It's very easy. We have the iPod Nanos here. It's a limited edition Keith and the Girl Nanos that you can get for free by winning this contest, and we will announce winners several times. And so you were debating, because if you're on the show, you can't win one of these things anymore.
Yeah.
What made you decide to come on?
You guys are too awesome to resist.
That's all I wanted. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
She's at the edge of her seat. Sorry, you were on. KeithandTheGirl.com.